Jen Cameron will never forget the gay pride parade in Traverse City last year.
I was on the start car, my friend Gary's 1972 Chevy pickup.
Standing on top of that pickup, all Jen could see was people. People everywhere. Six blocks, sidewalk to sidewalk of marchers with rainbow flags. All Jen could think was,
oh my gosh, this thing has a life of its own.
When Jen co-founded Up North Pride in 2014, only 300 people came out for the parade. The next year, 1,200. And the day Jen stood on that pickup truck, over 3,000 people showed up in support of LGBT rights.
Oh my God, we're all in this together. All of these people, this is our community.
Now, it's less than a month to the fourth parade, and there is one thought Jen just can't shake.
Pride's not enough.
Even though Jen co-founded the largest Pride festival in northern Michigan, it's only a start.
We need direct services for this population. It's densely rural, right? And so what I know from being a kid out in the country is the closer you get to the city, maybe the better the resources are and the likelihood of acceptance.
Let's rewind a bit. Jen grew up in a small town in Texas.
I really had no idea why I felt so different.
Turns out, Jen wasn't the only one who felt that way.
My best friend, he came out to me and I said, hey, that's a great idea. Can I come with you?
After college, Jen got married and settled down in northern Michigan. Discrimination wasn't really a problem, but there wasn't a hub for LGBT folks either. The idea for Up North Pride came from Jen's friend, Krista, who called Jen one day to ask if Traverse City had a gay pride parade.
And so I asked my friends Gary and Allison, I said, hey Gary, do you think we could throw a pride event at your bar? And he said, sure. Every month. And I said, no, Gary. Let's just start with one event.
But like Jen was saying earlier, the festival has a life of its own. It's no longer just a parade. This year, there's a block party and a picnic and a pride bike ride, pride yoga, a candlelight vigil to mark the Orlando shootings. The list goes on. And even though Jen has help from volunteers, some days it's just too much.
I'm going to take a nap. I think I'm actually going to take a nap today because I'm feeling a little worn. No, I'm probably not, actually.
And even working to the point of exhaustion.
Pride's not enough.
So let's be clear. Jen's not saying that Pride festivals aren't important. They build community and show LGBT folks that they're not alone. But that community needs more than just a week of celebration, Jen says. They need direct services that Up North Pride can't provide.
We've got so many young people out in the woods, so to speak, that are struggling, who are being bullied at school and in their homes so much that they, you know, are either kicked out or, you know, leave. The question is, what can we do now today? Because that the need doesn't change.
So Jen keeps going. This year's festival will be the biggest yet. And Jen will be at the head of the parade, riding in the back of Gary's pickup truck. And the day after?
I will be on my little deck, looking out at the bay, sipping lemonade, hanging out with my wife, and taking a nap.
For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Robin DiGiacinto.